In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today we heard in the epistle reading, which should be a little bit scary for us. And it says that we all have to go through the cleansing and through fire. And if, my beloved, if we are not made out of gold and silver, if we are made out of wood or straw or things like that, we'll be in a very big trouble because we'll be burning, my beloved. And what does it mean? What does it mean? Well, we have to be as gold and as silver. We have to be tempered. We have to be cleansed. The fire is there to cleanse us, to get rid of all those things which are unpleasant for the Lord. We live in a terrible time. We live in a time where all the effort, all our energy goes into the temporary life, into this trying to survive in this life. My beloved, we must recognize that the Lord our God wants our salvation. He doesn't want us to perish. He doesn't want us to go into hell. He wants us to make it to the kingdom of heaven. He wants us to be strong as the silver and gold, my beloved. But to do that, we have to live according to the gospel. And the epistle we heard today, that all of us will have to go through this. Nobody can escape that, my beloved. The Lord wants us to be purified. And this life that we are here, this is what we have to use, the time to work on ourselves, to get rid of all our passions and all those things that are unpleasing to the Lord. My beloved, let's make sure that we cleanse our body, because our body is a temple of the Lord. The Lord said so. He will come and make his abode with the Holy Spirit and himself in our body. And if we defile our body, then we are going to be strictly punished for that, my beloved. So let's try to remember that, the epistle of today. And then, of course, in the gospel we heard, as the Lord had let the disciples go on the boat, and he himself went into a mountain to pray, and he prayed until the middle of the night, and then he came to them, and at that time they were in trouble. There was a big storm, and so he walked right on top of the sea. He walked up towards them. When they saw him in the distance, they were afraid. They thought it was some kind of ghost, a spirit, and they started to scream. But they said, "It is me. Don't worry." And Saint Peter, being a little bit hothead, but filled with faith, also he said, "Well, if it is you, allow me to come towards you on top of the water." And the Lord says, "Okay, come on top, come to me." And he came out of the ship, which was all being thrown about because of the storm, and he stepped right into the water and on top and started to walk towards the Lord. And as he was walking towards the Lord, all of a sudden he lost his ability to watch at the Lord, because the storm had taken his attention. He stopped paying attention to the Lord. And what happened to him is he immediately started to sink. And my beloved, but he didn't lose faith. What he did is, once he started to sink, he then remembered the Lord. And he cried out to him, "Lord, save me." And the Lord gave him his hand and put him right into the ship. And the storm had ceased. And of course, the people there recognized and said, "Well, this truly is the Son of God, to be able to do things like that." My beloved, we are going in the storm all the time. We are in the storm, living in this world. It is is a terrible time right now. This storm is in such a state, and not only the sea and everything, every place is so stormy. And we have to learn to walk miraculously on top of that storm, not pay attention to that storm. If we pay attention to the storm, we're surely going to sink. We're going to be brought right deep into the hell. My beloved, we have to pay attention to our Lord. We have to watch the Lord. We have to see the Lord. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God, as the Holy Fathers explained it to us, is to acknowledge and to walk before the Lord, to know that He is always with us, and He will not let us sink in this storm and be engulfed in it. But the world today is worse than ever. It's worse than ever. And everything has become so filthy and so dirty, and everything is done in such a way so that to pull us into that dirt, into terrible raging storm that the devil had created and that pulled in so many people. Most of the people are in that storm and are perishing unless they come to their senses. And there is one hope, and at least this is, we pray that the Lord is going to bring them about, even at their dying death, if they can do, at their dying bed, that they would be able to come to their senses and look at the Lord and let the Lord take them by the hand to save them. My beloved, we are in the big, big trouble if we don't pay attention to our Lord. We must look at our Lord, because if we don't, and we pay attention to the storm around us and to the things of the world, what is going to surely happen, we're going to be pulled in. We're going to be pulled in and we perish. My beloved, let's pray for each other much harder. Let's pray for each other that the Lord will give us His helping hand, and that He will bring us into His kingdom and into the ship which leads into the kingdom. My beloved, again, I beg you, please, let's pray harder. Let's pay more attention to the Lord and much, much less to the things in the world. Let's try to get away from paying attention to the world, because surely we are not going to survive if we continue to do that. Let's pay attention to our Lord. He is our Lord Almighty that wants us to be in the ship that will bring us into the kingdom of heaven. Amen.